Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
Congrats to Amber and Cody. This morning, we want to hear your proposal stories. Was it a dud or over the top or everything you wanted it to be?
This is Jocelyn. I have the best engagement story ever. It's actually the story about my dad proposing to my stepmom.
Aww.
My sister Jasmine and I came up with the idea. We told him that on April 1st, he needed to take my stepmom out to dinner. And we gave him one of my sister's old, gaudy elephant rings, like the cheap ring. And we told him to propose with that first, and he did. And she's like, oh my gosh, come on. Like, I knew you weren't going to do this on April 1st, you know, laughing. She turned her head, and then whenever she turned back, my dad had an actual ring out, and he was like, no, but seriously, will you marry me?
Aww,
no joke at all.
That's so cute. I love that you played off of April Fool's Day. That's really, really cool.
Exactly. Kristen?
Let's hear your proposal story.
Well, we lived 2 hours away from each other in Texas, and he wanted to move in together, and I told him he had to put a ring on it or I wasn't moving.
Oh, that's right.
So he actually did on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no way. Aw.
We've been engaged for like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so still engaged.
Just haven't set a date.
All right. Well, let's make that happen.
Yes.
This is Sarah. So I was supposed to be leaving for an entire summer to Virginia, and my boyfriend at the time was like acting super weird, and he was super detached, and I was like, he's getting ready to break up with me before I leave.
Oh, no.
And he like will hardly talk to me, and like I can't get a hold of him, and my dad being like super wise, he's like, I can't believe he didn't propose to you before you left. And so I just started bawling.
Aww.
And the next morning, he shows up. I was like, what are you doing here? Well, that night, he ended up proposing around a bonfire with all of our friends. And we've been married for 3 years. We'll be 4 years in May.
Hi, this is Alice. So we've already lived together. And I knew he was going to propose before he proposed because I found the ring.
Oh, no.
So he's been acting weird. And like, he didn't get me very much for Christmas. Like, he got me like pajama pants. I was like, okay. And then one day on Christmas break, I was like folding laundry. I was like feeling really productive, and I put away the laundry, which I never do. And I found like a Zales bag in one of the drawers, and I opened it and found like a beautiful engagement ring, and I was like, holy crap, you know? And then I knew for 2 weeks.
See, that's going to be hard. Wow. Because you knew it was coming, but you didn't know when.
Yeah, like the sock drawer, that is the most obvious place to hide a
ring.
I guess like his thought was, oh, Alex never does laundry. So
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.